Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Basics of SCRUM, a simple handbook to the most popular Agile Scrum framework, is a short practical guide to Scrum, written by Aditi Agarwal for readers who want a clear introduction to Agile product development. The book explains Scrum as an iterative and incremental framework for building complex products through frequent inspection, adaptation, and delivery of usable increments. Its purpose is not to offer theory alone, but to help readers understand how Scrum works in practice, the roles involved, the key artifacts, the core events, and the principles that hold the framework together. Based on the book description and reader feedback, it is positioned as an accessible handbook for beginners and a useful refresher for people already working in agile environments. The emphasis is on clarity, concise explanation, and practical organization, making it suitable for teams that need a compact reference rather than a long technical manual. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Scrum as an iterative framework for delivering value in complex work. The book presents Scrum as a response to uncertainty in product development, especially when requirements change and outcomes cannot be fully predicted in advance. Instead of relying on large upfront plans, Scrum breaks work into short sprints that produce usable progress at regular intervals. This matters because it shifts attention from detailed prediction to continuous learning and adjustment. The framework is described as incremental, meaning the product is built through successive improvements rather than one large release. That approach supports faster feedback from stakeholders and helps teams reduce waste by revising priorities as they learn more. The book also contrasts Scrum with traditional plan-driven methods, showing why shorter cycles can be more effective for complex work. In this way, Scrum is not treated as a set of rituals only, but as a practical structure for managing uncertainty while still maintaining focus on value delivery. Secondly, how the Scrum roles define responsibility and protect process integrity. And a central part of the book is its explanation of the three Scrum roles: product owner, Scrum Master, and development team. The product owner is responsible for value and prioritization, ensuring that the team works on the most important items in the product backlog. The Scrum Master supports the team in following Scrum properly, removing impediments, and coaching the organization in agile practice. The development team focuses on building the increment. The book emphasizes that these roles should not be collapsed into one another, because role confusion weakens accountability and blurs decision-making. This is especially relevant in teams new to Scrum, where the same person is sometimes asked to act as both product owner and Scrum Master. By separating responsibilities, Scrum creates clearer ownership and more reliable delivery. The book treats role clarity as a structural requirement, not a formal detail, because effective collaboration depends on knowing who is accountable for value, facilitation, and execution. Thirdly, artifacts and backlogs as the mechanism for turning ideas into deliverable increments. The book gives practical attention to Scrum artifacts, especially the product backlog, sprint backlog, and product increment. These artifacts are important because they translate broad product intent into visible, manageable work. The product backlog represents the evolving list of needs ordered by business value. The sprint backlog narrows that list to the work selected for the current sprint, creating a focused commitment for the team. The product increment is the concrete result of that work and should be potentially shippable when it meets the definition of done. This structure matters because it makes progress transparent and reduces ambiguity about what has been selected, what is in progress, and what has actually been completed. The book also links these artifacts to practical topics such as user stories and technical debt, showing that artifact management is not just administrative bookkeeping. It is the way Scrum organizes learning, prioritization, and delivery into a visible system that teams can inspect and improve. Fourthly, why Scrum ceremonies are designed for inspection, adaptation, and coordination. Another major theme is the purpose of Scrum events, sprint planning, daily Scrum, sprint review, and sprint retrospective. The book presents these ceremonies as time-boxed moments that keep the framework disciplined without making it rigid. Sprint planning sets the focus for the iteration by clarifying goals and selecting work. The daily Scrum gives the team a frequent opportunity to synchronize and expose blockers early. The sprint review connects completed work to stakeholder feedback, making adaptation possible before assumptions become costly. The sprint retrospective is where the team examines its own process and identifies improvements. This sequence shows that Scrum is built around inspection and adaptation at both the product and process levels. The ceremonies are not simply meetings to attend. They are the control points that allow the team to keep learning while maintaining cadence. The book's practical value lies in showing why these events exist and how they support predictable, incremental progress rather than unmanaged activity. Lastly, practical guidance on user stories, technical debt, and definition of done. The book goes beyond basic Scrum vocabulary by addressing issues that often determine whether Scrum works well in real teams. It discusses writing effective user stories, which helps teams describe work from a customer-centered perspective and keeps discussion focused on value rather than implementation details alone. It also explains technical debt, a key concern in iterative development, because shortcuts taken for speed can accumulate and slow future delivery if they are not managed. Another important concept is the definition of done, which clarifies the quality bar a piece of work must meet before it can be considered complete. Together, these ideas help readers see that Scrum is not just about organizing tasks into sprints. It is also about maintaining quality, preserving transparency, and keeping value delivery sustainable over time. The book's practical strength is that it connects framework basics to everyday delivery problems, making it useful for readers who need more than definitions and want to understand how Scrum supports disciplined execution. In conclusion, this book is best suited to beginners, new Agile team members, and practitioners who want a compact refresher on Scrum fundamentals. It is also useful for IT professionals and product teams that need a quick reference on roles, artifacts, events, and delivery discipline. Its main benefit is accessibility. It explains Scrum in simple language without losing the key distinctions that matter in practice, especially the separation of roles, the function of backlogs, and the meaning of the definition of done. Readers who struggle with mixed-up interpretations of Agile and Waterfall will likely find it especially helpful because it frames Scrum as a true iterative framework rather than a simplified scheduling method. Compared with many broader Agile books, this one stands out for being focused, concise, and operational. It does not try to cover every Agile method in depth. Instead, it concentrates on the mechanics of Scrum and on the practical issues that determine whether a team can apply it consistently. For that reason, it works well as an entry point and as a desk-side reference. If you would like to support Aditi Agarwal, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.